This is Jay Sekulow. Major development as Secretary of State Pompeo meets with the foreign minister of Turkey. We've got an update on Pastor Brunson.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We would tell you, as we have said, that when there's an update on the case involving Pastor Andrew Brunson, that we would, in fact, bring it to you. So here's what we know. This morning and into this afternoon, the foreign minister of Turkey has been meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, discussing primarily what's called a roadmap for northern Syria, and both sides underline their mutual commitment to its implementation. The two sides sent in a joint statement following a meeting of the foreign ministers that just concluded, although there are sub-meetings going on right now. Now, as part of these discussions, we know that the issues, other issues of Turkey's relationship with the United States has been approached, and that includes the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson. One of the sticking points in this whole issue, the U.S. support for the YPG in Syria is causing a problem for ANCRA, that is Turkey and Washington, the United States, because the Turks have YPG listed as a terrorist organization in as far as Turkey goes. Also coming on the heels of all of this is the concern over and some very strong support, not only coming now from the United States, but also we are getting strong support, very strong support from the European Union, members of the European Parliament on this issue. In fact, Logan, we've got a report from our offices in Strasbourg that there's been hundreds of people, or I think over 100 members of the European Parliament and the other European agencies that have signed on to a letter demanding the release of Pastor Brunson.
That's right. Over 100 have made that commitment and said that they want the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson. That's great news. We obviously have the joint statement that came out, which reaffirmed the actual text said that the U.S. and Turkey reaffirmed that Turkey and the United States remain committed to addressing their common concerns in a spirit of allied partnership. So that is hopefully moving in the right direction. If you have a question or comment related to this issue, we're joined in studio by Wes Smith, also by Than Bennett, who is in our D.C. office, as well as my dad will be on for a few segments here as well, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You can also get your comments. We're broadcasting live right now. If you ever watch us online, it's a full television style experience. That's at facebook.com/JaySekulow. That's a verified page. Also on Twitter at JaySekulow. Also Periscope. Search for JaySekulow. Broadcasting live across those platforms as well as on your local radio stations and Sirius XM and the ACLJ app. But once again, phone lines are open. As we continue this discussion, people are going to start getting their comments in soon about this and about the what seem to be positive improvements going on in Turkey, Wes.
Right. Yeah. It's a relationship of strategic importance on so many levels, Logan and Jay, a relationship that's been complicated even more so by Erdogan's response to the attempted coup a couple of years ago. But we've been allies with Turkey since 1952, right, and we need them and they need us on so many strategic levels. And so this is a hopeful sign today, and they certainly have been our partner in fighting terrorism.
Yeah, our partner in the ECLJ, the European Center for Law and Justice. Not something that we talk about that too. We talk about it often, but not as specifically. I think in the next segment or next two segments, we should kind of break down the history of the ECLJ as well as an update on what's going on with Pastor Andrew Brunson. As we head into the break, though, we know you guys probably have your opinions and you want to be heard. This is the time to do it. 1-800-684-3110. We're seeing people check in online from around the world. And with that, you can give us a call. That is at 1-800-684-3110. We got Kathy on Facebook, just said, hoping and praying for great news on the pastor. Lots of comments like that, obviously related to, hopefully, the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson. You can find out a lot of information about that, sign the petition, be a part of it, at aclj.org. And again, we'll give you a little brief update on what's going on with the ECLJ, so you know what we're doing, not just in the States, but around the world on supporting people of faith when they're persecuted. We'll be right back.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But remember this, we have just concluded, or it's just concluded, the first meeting between Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and the Foreign Minister of Turkey. And while we were in the break, Logan, we were talking about the fact that right now the working group is meeting on judicial issues, and that involves Pastor Andrew Brunson. So here's what we know right now, as you were mentioning, our European Center for Law and Justice. We have received from our offices in Strasbourg, France, a report that, in fact, 75 members of the European Parliament from all parties have signed on to a letter demanding the release of Pastor Brunson. And this is representing a whole host of countries. I mean, everything from Poland to Serbia to Moldova to Sweden to the Ukraine, Romania, San Marino, Croatia, as I said, Spain, Sweden, on and on it goes. And this is a very positive development with over 75 signatures. So that's, I think, very, very important. We also have 27 signatures from members of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. And you couple that, Logan, with what we have in the United States with members of the House and Senate saying we're not going to send F-35s to Turkey if, in fact, Brunson's not released. Plus the fact that the parties have met today and continue to meet. And on top of that, in the meeting, they came out with a joint statement reasserting the mutual relationship. That is diplomatic language that we take, and I mentioned this to Fan in the beginning, as a positive, because that it kind of sends back, and I think this is important here, sends back a very important signal that we may be on a very positive, at least, trajectory as it relates to this is certainly better than it was.
All right. Yep. And I want to read part of the U.S.-Turkey joint statement, the beginning of it, just so you guys have an understanding of what's going on, as well as a little bit of the open letter from the members of the European Parliament. But first, the U.S.-Turkey joint statement. So you know that kind of getting, you know, action now from all fronts. People are talking about this. Diplomats, the State Department, everyone is getting involved in what's happening in Turkey, and specifically with Pastor Andrew Brunson. So the beginning of the letter reads, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, this is the joint statement between U.S. and Turkey, of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Turkey, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met on June 4th in Washington, D.C. I did want to make sure that was known this time, too, that this happened again. Not unlike we talked about when North Korea happens, this happened on our own soil. They reaffirmed that Turkey and the United States remain committed to addressing their common concerns in a spirit of allied partnership. And then it goes on to talk about how they exchange views on bilateral and regional issues. They reaffirm their joint resolve to fight terrorism in all forms and manifestations. So it goes on. There's a little bit more, a couple more paragraphs. And then we have kind of in response, not really in response to that, but also kind of in tandem with that, we have this statement. As members of the European Parliament, we express this specifically to President Erdogan of Turkey. It says, as members of the European Parliament, we express our deep concern about the wrongful imprisonment of Pastor Andrew Brunson and his next court hearing, which will be in, this is actually set in the future, I guess. This is set in July. It says it'll happen in July 18th, 2018. And then you have a list of people who have signed off on this, and not to go through names, because I know they won't necessarily mean much to you, but you're talking about so many different countries represented: the United Kingdom, Sweden, Lithuania, Greece, France, the Netherlands, Italy. It goes on and on. Germany, so Slovenia. So people from all over the world are fighting on behalf now of Pastor Andrew Brunson.
Look, I think this is the critical point, and the underscore, I want to underscore, and I want to go to Sam Bennett on this and then get Wes to comment as well. The fact that you've got this language in the joint release about mutual relationships, mutual working relationships, to me shows signs of progress. And we now know right now, as we are coming to our networks that are taking our feed live, that the Judicial Working Group is meeting as we speak, and that includes Andrew Brunson.
Well, first of all, Jay, it tells me that the meeting went well today. The fact that there was a positive conversation is why they would come out with a statement that leads with partnership and alliance. So that's a very good step. Jay, I'm also heartened by the fact that the closing of the statement indicates that the very first issue they're going to take specific action on, or at least further conversation on, is issues of the judiciary. That includes Andrew Brunson. So that's a positive. But Jay, I also want to remind people that to tie all these strings together, because we said at the outset of this that the only way that there was going to be a positive outcome is if the rest of the world stood with the United States in speaking with one clear voice to Turkey. That's what the ECLJ's work with the members of the European Parliament has done. More than 100 elected officials from across Europe standing with them. So, Jay, I look at those three news points today and put them together. Yep. I think these are terrific strides in the right direction.
Let's get Wes's opinion on this as well. Wes, you've been monitoring the situation. You've served as a colonel in the United States Army. You've been following the situation with Pastor Brunson, of course. What is your read on the statements that are the mutual statements coming out?
Yeah, it's very encouraging. Our relationship with Turkey is a relationship that simply cannot be abandoned for so many reasons, both for the peace and the strategic significance of the world and our own country and Turkey. You know, the disagreements we have with them, they have to be faced, addressed, and resolved. And I think this meeting today and the meeting that's ongoing now about the judiciary there are very important steps towards resolving this. Because over the last year and a half or so, our relationship with this historic NATO ally has been deteriorating. You mentioned the fact that Congress is threatening to not sell them the F-35 fighter planes because of where they have gone as a country, and part of that is Andrew Brunson as well. In the meantime, Turkey agreed to buy weapons, the S-400 anti-missile system, anti-aircraft system, from Russia, not from the United States and not from any of their NATO allies. You have the issue with the Kurds. The PKK is a terrorist group and recognized as such by the United States as well as Turkey. But there are other Kurd groups, the YPG, which, of course, has been our partners in fighting ISIS in Syria. And then the Syrian Democratic Forces, which are the anti-Assad forces, are also led by Kurds. However, Turkey takes these three Kurdish groups and lumps them all together as terrorist groups. So this is a very serious sticking point. And the fact that Mike Pompeo and his staff are addressing this, and it appears that there is the possibility of there being some resolution about this, is very, very significant for the importance of our relationship with Turkey as a NATO ally. And it certainly has ramifications, hopefully, for the release of Pastor Brunson.
Logan, what are we seeing on social media? We're also taking calls, of course, but what are we seeing from our friends on social media?
Yeah.
We did want to tell you that when there were developments, we'd come to you. And obviously, when the foreign minister of Turkey is meeting with the secretary of state today in Washington, D.C., while we're pushing aggressively for the release of Andrew Brunson, this is a significant development, and that's why we're coming to you with this important update.
Yeah, a lot of people are very excited about that, praying for Pastor Brunson and his family. That comes from Robin actually praying that this administration continue to bring innocent Christians home. and innocent people around the world. Frank said the world's fighting for Pastor Brunson. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, ACLJ. And thank you, ECLJ. As I said, I think it's important for people to understand, Dad, exactly kind of what the work is that we do outside of the country.
Yeah, so here's what this is what's important on this. So we have our European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. It's been in operation there for over two decades. Is also a non-governmental organization, an NGO, recognized by the United Nations. So that means we get to intervene on various matters, not just on Israel, but on a situation like Pastor Brunson. Here, the ECLJ, under the leadership of our team there, put together over 100 members of the Council of Europe and the European Parliament in a joint letter to the Turkish officials, and it crosses all of the political lines, and it's multi-country in its approach, but also multi-political party in its approach, demanding the release of Brunson. At the same time, you've got the United States Congress saying no F-35s to Turkey if there is not a release of Brunson. Then you've got a meeting that's taking place right now, just finished, between the foreign minister of Turkey and Mike Pompeo. But also, I think it's important here, Logan, for people to understand, it's not just that. It's also the fact that the judicial working group between Turkey and the United States is literally meeting on Pastor Brunson's case right now. As we're on the air live, that's part of the discussions within the judiciary discussions that they're having right now. So obviously this is a positive sign. We encourage everybody to pray. This is a big moment, potentially a big moment, and we want to encourage everybody to be in prayer for Pastor Brunson as we aggressively seek his release from prison in Turkey, going on now well over 500 days. And we want him out, and we've got all assets deployed of the American Center for Law and Justice, the European Center for Law and Justice, as well as, and this is, I think is important here, now intergovernmental, bilateral and trilateral negotiations going on.
That's right. And I think the comments that we have, and I think that one from Frank really should stick home with people. It said, the world now is fighting for Pastor Brunson. It's a beautiful thing. I think that is absolutely true. That's not something to be understated. It's not just us at the ACLJ and at the ECLJ. You have now the members of the European Parliament, which is, by the way, the reason we're in Strasbourg, France. Some people ask that. I saw a comment come up and said, why are you in Strasbourg and not, you know, Paris or something like that? It's because that's where the European Parliament is. So that's where work can get done. So with that, you have all of these different nations saying it's time to release the wrongfully imprisoned Pastor Brunson. Again, I went through a lot of those countries earlier. I'll go through it again as well as we come back, but right now we're going to break. And I want your point of view, your thoughts, your comments. You definitely put them in online. Thousands of you are watching online, and I want your comments on the air as well. Don't just be heard by the thousands that watch online. Be heard by the millions that listen each and every day. So you can find us by right now. Pick up your phone. Call us 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching online, give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Telephone screen if you're watching online as well, so we know how you're getting your broadcast. We'll be right back.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue, not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. My dad is joining us via phone, as well as Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C., and Wes Smith here in the Media Center with me. We're talking about, obviously, the U.S. and Turkey have been meeting, and this is happening right now. This is happening in Washington, D.C., or happened earlier today, still may be happening, between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. They released a statement of Turkey, by the way. They released a statement where they reaffirmed that Turkey and the U.S. remain committed to addressing their common concerns in a spirit of allied partnership. And we're hoping, Dad, that this obviously will lead to some good things.
Well, look, I mean, focusing on the word spirit of allied partnership, that is the critical word here, because we have said often on this broadcast that we were concerned that Turkey was not acting as a NATO ally.
Right.
But now words are important in diplomatic negotiations. So the word spirit of allied partnership is very important and very significant. So here's what we know. Right now we have a very important development. We had a meeting that just finished up between Mike Pompeo and the foreign minister of Turkey. We also know that as we're on the air live right now to the stations that pick us up live, that there is a meeting going on by the Joint Working Group. I'm going to have Fan explain that in a moment. That Joint Working Group is discussing, among other things, but specifically Pastor Andrew Brunson. So as we're coming to you live right now, in Washington, D.C., this discussion is going on. So, Fan, take everybody into what that room would look like and what would be going on there.
Yeah, this is the significance of that, Jay, because if you watch the news, what you're going to hear after this statement is a lot of issues relating to military cooperation, security, terrorism, you know, the use of Air Force bases, and all of those things are important. But what's significant is that the first meeting of lower-level officials after the meeting of the primary officials that is taking place is the one that is dealing with judiciary issues. That means that the two countries, the two principals, Secretary of State and then the Turkish foreign minister said, look, we've got all of these issues to talk about, but the first one that we are going to send our staff to come to an agreement on are these ones dealing with our disagreements around the judiciary. And Jay, that's important to us because that would be the working group that could discuss the detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson. So we think those conversations are probably taking place right now. And Jay, if you take that against the backdrop of what you started this segment out, the joint statement reaffirming the alliance between the United States and Turkey and saying that the express goal was to further that alliance and to participate in bilateral cooperation. Jay, that means that this judicial group right now is trying to resolve the differences when it comes to the judiciary. The resolution of Andrew Brunson would be him coming home.
Yeah, I mean, Wes, the phrase they use is spirit of allied partnership.
Yeah, and that is so significant, Jay, because over the last year plus, their rhetoric, especially from President Erdogan, has been a rhetoric that's indicative of a quickly deteriorating relationship with one of our key allies in the world and one of our partners in fighting terrorism, both in the Middle East and closer to home. And so the fact that there are direct talks going on and that they are using that kind of language, that is so very, very significant. And it gives us a lot of hope for Pastor Brunson, a lot of hope for our relationship with this historic ally. And so hopefully good things will come out of it. I think it's also indicative of how the Trump administration addresses these kinds of incidences and this phenomenon. And that is they sit down and they go face to face, toenail to toenail, if you will, with whoever we have a disagreement with, much like we're doing with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Mike Pompeo is sitting down with his counterpart from Turkey saying, look, enough of the trash talk, if you will, enough of this relationship going south. Let's sit down and as allies, because that is what we are, we need to work this out. So this is a significant thing diplomatically, strategically, militarily, and certainly for Pastor Brunson.
Go ahead, Logan.
No, go ahead.
I just say, I keep keying on this phrase, spirit of allied partnership. That is not a word, Logan, you know, we've been talking about this game for a long time. That is not a word we were using, say, even a week ago.
Right. I think that's a huge deal. That's why I keep reiterating and have it underlined in front of me. That's the key word there, is that spirit of allied partnership. It doesn't even sound like something, like I said, that we would have been talking about or even real.
Yeah, it's like saying, we know we're allies, now we need to start acting like we are allies, and that is a huge step forward.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a celebrity statement that gets made, like, all right, we are recommitted to, you know, spirit of allied partnership. It's very poetic in some ways, the verbiage being used. A lot of comments are coming in, and a lot of calls as well. We'll take some of those calls, specifically the back half, so if you're on hold, we'll get to some of those coming up. A lot of people just supporting, a lot of people putting in their prayers, and we appreciate that. A lot of people, obviously, this is the time to be doing it. As the work in the ECLJ continues and in the ACLJ, the ECLJ, if you're just tuning in, if you're unfamiliar with it, because we talk about it from time to time for sure, but it's the work of the European Center for Law and Justice, the counterpart to the American Center for Law and Justice. And with the work of the ECLJ, a statement was released just a little bit ago, or actually hasn't even been released yet, will be released, with over 100 members of the European Parliament all joining forces saying it's time to get Andrew Brunson home. And when you think about the states, and you think about something coming out of our Congress or our Senate or coming from the House, you think about all the states coming together, and that's great. It's not dissimilar, but when you hear from all of these different languages and different people, whether it's from, number one is Sweden, then UK, Lithuania, Greece, France, France, United Kingdom, goes on and on, Netherlands, Greece, Italy, Slovenia, you're talking about around the world, Belgium, the representatives obviously in Europe. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a area of the world that is very diverse. Denmark, Poland, I could keep going on and on. Croatia.
The political parties that are diverse, too.
Completely.
I mean, the political parties represented here are also diverse. So what do we have? We finally reached what I call critical mass. It takes time, by the way. So in this case, it's taken a year and a half to reach critical mass, where we have not only a lot of media coverage on this, which we have, and I've appreciated, and I've told our friends in the media how much we appreciated them raising this issue. But now you've got European Parliament members, other governments starting to weigh in on this, and that's when you hit critical mass. And then you get a statement coming out of the joint meeting between the Secretary of State and the Foreign Minister of Turkey that says a spirit of allied partnership. Part of that spirit of allied partnership should be the release of Andrew Brunson. That conversation literally taking place as we're coming to you live. Van Bennett points out that all of this is coming also while Congress is threatening sanctions in a big way.
Well, all of this, Jay, I think has given President Trump and Secretary Pompeo a strong negotiating hand, because the Congress, specifically the United States Senate, this month is preparing to levy additional sanctions against Turkey for human rights violations, specifically tied to the delivery of those F-35s that Wes has talked so much about. But, Jay, put yourself in that backroom deal. What can Secretary Pompeo or President Trump say? They can say, look, we don't want these sanctions to have to go into place, but our Congress, understandably so, is putting this forward. You've got to come to the table. You've got to show that you're serious about being an ally, and then we can head off some of those sanctions. Jay, I think those sanctions are appropriate if Turkey does not change its behavior, but don't let the timing be lost on anyone here. It is an opportunity for Turkey to come to the table, show good faith, show they're an ally with the United States, and then the United States Senate, who has put this pressure on, can say, okay, we see your behavior, Turkey. We will stand down.
Pray for Pastor Brunson and his family. That's what you need to do.
That's right. We got another half hour coming up on Jay Sekulow Live. If you don't get us on your local station or you want to change it up, find us broadcasting live right now on social media. That's at facebook.com/JaySekulow, Periscope, and Twitter at Jay Sekulow. Another half hour of the broadcast coming up. Phone lines are open, and you've been taking in a lot of information. Now it's time to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. If you do need to leave us now, or you want to send this to a friend later on, you can find this archived on those social media outlets, but also on the Jay Sekulow Live podcast and the ACLJ app, available in the App Store. It's for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, as well as the Roku Channel Marketplace Store. Just search ACLJ. We'll be right back.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Fight
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad for the second half hour of the broadcast. You're just tuning in right now. We are going over a breaking statement that came out between the U.S. and Turkey, a joint statement, and how it could affect the potential release or future release, hopefully, of Pastor Andrew Brunson. The U.S. State Department, the joint statement came out like this, and this is kind of the comments that we've brought up. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Turkey and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met on June 4th. That's obviously today. Check my phone, check my watch, just in case it's today, in Washington, D.C. And they reaffirmed that Turkey and the United States remain committed to addressing their common concerns. And this is the sentence that we've been really harping on, in a spirit of allied partnership. And joining me in the studio, Wes Smith, and in D.C., Than Bennett. When you hear that kind of verbiage, Than, coming out of D.C., what does that typically mean? It's very romantic.
Oh, that it was a romantic. It was a positive meeting. That's what it tells me, Logan. And, you know, honestly, if you get into the details, I think you can see why it was positive. The next two paragraphs talk about the cooperation that these two countries are now committed to having to terrorism. And again, I want to reiterate this. The partnership with Turkey is probably the most important one in the region for engaging in those anti-terrorism efforts, the Incirlik Air Force Base and the rest. But then, Logan, I'm especially heartened because it closes with the fact that we're going to cooperate on all those security issues. But here's what we're going to start with. We are going to direct our staff as soon as this meeting is over to do what? To meet the working group on judicial and other issues. Logan, that is the working group that will talk about Pastor Andrew Brunson's detainment. So all of these issues are important, and I think the meetings were a significant stride in the proper direction. But the issue of Pastor Brunson, it's being talked about right now in Washington, D.C., Logan.
That's right. We do have a petition. You can be a part of that at ACLJ.org. You can be kind of like what happened actually also is coming up at the European Parliament, which if you've been listening, you know a statement was released or will be released actually shortly. That has 100 different members of the European Parliament all signed on. And again, it's sort of this, the way that these things are worded is very much from the heart. A lot of spirit in these things. It's not just these blanket DC political statements. You have things that I'll just read a little bit of you from you, especially from Europe, which obviously brings a little bit more gravitas. As a member of the European Parliament, we express our deep concern about the wrongful imprisonment of Pastor Andrew Brunson. His next court hearing. We'd like to remind you the resolution, it goes into the resolution, which we urge you to release Pastor Andrew Brunson to allow him to return. We'd like to remind you of the European and international commitments of the Republic of Turkey in regards to freedom of religion, to the prohibition of arbitrary detention and the right to a fair trial. And then it goes on kind of a bullet point and says, in this regard, we protest against the fact that Pastor Brunson had to wait almost a year and a half before being indicted, that your offers to exchange Pastor Brunson are bargaining chips. The indictment and unsustained charges against Pastor Brunson rely on hearsay or secret witnesses. And it goes on and on. And then it talks about Christianization. It says the fact that the indictment associates Christianization with terrorism. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been living peacefully in Turkey for 23 years. Believe he's innocent political prisoner. And then it's signed by over 100 members of parliament. And I have it in English. I have it in French. I have it in multiple different languages, some that I'm not even sure exactly what languages I have in, because there, guess what? You have countries represented like Sweden, obviously United Kingdom, Lithuania, Greece, France, Italy. Again, and then these are repeated by multiple different people in each one of these too. The Netherlands, Belgium, Slovenia, Portugal, Germany, and I can go on and on. Croatia, Poland, Denmark. People really are finally listening to us and what's happening around the world, saying that this pastor is not only wrongfully imprisoned, that it is not just an issue for these states, it's an issue for around the world, because if they'll do this to someone from the states, they'll do it to anybody else.
Absolutely. It's unthinkable, as we've said on this broadcast, that any NATO ally would wrongfully imprison a citizen of another NATO ally country. And what this message you just shared, Logan, says is that it's not just between the U.S. and Turkey. This is an international consensus that what Turkey is doing is unjust, it is wrong, and that they need to change.
That's right. We do have a video coming up for you guys who are watching online, specifically actually about not a related topic, but one that we've been covering, which is the situation in North Korea and kind of an update of what's going on. A lot of this broke this morning. Usually we like to bring in a video that is specifically tied to what's happening, but a lot of this broke right before we came on the air. We make sure we bring you the most up-to-date information as possible. So again, that video will play for those watching online. If you're just listening, it's a great time to give me a call. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your questions and comments coming up. We'll be right back.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, talking about the situation with Andrew Brunson and also the U.S. and Turkey meeting. We had a Pompeo meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Washington, D.C. So this wasn't a trip where he went to Turkey. This is a trip where it happened again on our own home soil, which seems like a positive. Things seem to be moving forward. I do want to take this call we had from Nancy. Nancy is calling online, too, with a good comment that kind of will lead us into this next section. If you have a question or comment, you can give us a call, too, at 1-800-684-3110. But Nancy, welcome. California.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just wanted to say to you guys, thank you so much for standing behind this and helping this man. But it excites me to hear this because I can see God's work in this whole thing and imagine the testimony this man is going to have, more than just being a pastor, but all of the suffering that he took on like Paul did.
Sure.
And it just blows my mind.
Well, Nancy, I appreciate that comment. I do think that there is, obviously, God's hand is at work, and we have to trust in him that things will go the way that things are planned. I do want to say something. This is an interesting topic with this, is to remember these people who have been imprisoned, who have gone through a lot. He may be fine, may come out, may want to do a speaking tour, may want to be involved, may want to be coming on this show. Sometimes they don't. You see a lot when you go through these situations, I can't even imagine. So don't put too much pressure on these guys if and when he gets released. We've seen it happen before where you go through one of these situations and it's very hard on the family, even to reacclimate into the family. Now, this hasn't been as extended of a period of time. We're talking a couple of years here, not decades or anything. But still, you have a situation where it's not unlike when someone from the military comes home. I feel like it's something you got to make sure that we're not expecting too much of people. They're still human beings coming out of prison.
Yeah, and the military analogy is very appropriate. I've told soldiers for years in my career that as stressful as deployments and combat and the separation is, reunion is uniquely stressful too. And so Pastor Brunson will have a time of adjustment. And it will need to be on his own calendar at his own pace. He is a courageous man. According to his senator from North Carolina who visited there and then other people who have visited with him, as well as his family's reports, he has suffered immensely. At one point, losing 50 pounds. Being in a Turkish prison is not like being in an American jail. And so we don't even know the depth of his suffering, both mentally and physically. And yet, and to the caller's point, I thought it was so touching a few weeks ago when his daughter shared with us that in his writing, he said, even though it's horrible and it's dark and it's bleak and he is innocent, that he also referenced the Apostle Paul and said that he still, even in the middle of that, Pastor Brunson said he felt honored to be suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ. And he is literally suffering for that. One of the charges against him is Christianization. He is being persecuted by the Turkish government because he's a Christian pastor.
I think for a lot of Christians in America, it's hard to fathom this situation. You don't necessarily have that against any religion here specifically. No one's getting arrested for their faith. It's just not happening. So it feels foreign. Maybe you grew up going to church. It feels foreign. It feels like something from ancient times. And then when it is presented in front of you, it's kind of hard to look at. It's hard to really even understand. I think I saw a tweet that came out directed to us here at the ACLJ. It's like, what are you talking about with Christian persecution? What are you talking about with Christian genocide? It's not happening. These guys are making this stuff up. It's like, no, it may not be happening here, and it's not happening here. I will say that there may be things that are, it may not line up with your faith that you agree with, but not Christian persecution in the way that's happening in some places around the world. And I would say that about all religious persecution, not just Christian persecution. So to open up your mind, that's really why I've even focused today a lot on what's going on with the European Center for Law and Justice, because get outside of the box of the United States and the world can be a very different place where they treat faith extremely, extremely differently. Where you may think that one thing is a big issue here, you know, some little, you know, case we bring up, we have a lot of good cases, a lot of good things we have to do. We're talking about the national motto. We're talking about that. And that's all very important. I don't want to undercut any of that. But there is a level of difference between this person doesn't think we should say, be able to say, in God we trust, we think that's ridiculous, here's our defense, and getting arrested for your faith and being in prison and, you know, probably not treated super great for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and in America, you know, one of the foundations of our country is religious liberty.
Right.
And we just assume that that is something that, that is, you know, pretty much worldwide. And that's really not the case. Yeah. Even some of our closest allies do not have religious liberty as a part of their foundation. And we take it for granted here. And in America, not only are you not jailed because of your particular faith, even people who attack religious faith, which happens a lot in America, they don't go to jail either because we also have freedom of speech.
And nor should they. It's a sad thing to put yourself in an American bubble and not to understand all that's going on and try to take in. It's hard when you haven't visited places. It's hard when you haven't seen it firsthand. I've never been to Turkey myself. I can't say that I've seen this firsthand. But I have been in I've been in Israel, I've been in the Middle East, I've been on the Syrian border, I've been on these places where you see the way faith is treated even differently. I wouldn't even say necessarily when there's persecution. You just see the way, like you said, America was founded on religious liberty. And a lot of these nations, Western civilizations, for sure, are not founded necessarily on that. So you have differences of opinions, you have different points of view. And it's just something I think if you're listening to this show to broaden your mind a little bit, start looking outside. Go visit what we do here at the ECLJ. Now, the ECLJ website, not as updated as regularly, doesn't have great blogs necessarily coming from you or from Dr. Hutchinson or from anyone else in our team necessarily here in the States. But it does give you a global understanding of what's happening. And that's even from that comment that said, why are you guys in Strasbourg, France? What is that? Why are you not in, you know, Paris? Why are you not in London? And not that we don't have representatives all over Europe. Because there's even that basic misunderstanding of that's where, you know, business gets done. That's where the European courts are. That's it all happening there in Strasbourg, France. You know, a quaint little town, if you will. I mean, you go there and visit, beautiful area of the world. But even faith there is treated a little bit differently, even in France. It's a different kind of feeling. America is very unique in that. And I don't want people to forget that. And that's why when we talk about this issue with Pastor Brunson, we talk about that. That's why you see me getting a little bit more serious, a little bit more emotional thing when you read this, when it's coming from statements from the U.S. and Turkey as a joint statement, or you see statements from hundreds of allies in dozens of countries coming together for this, because this is not insignificant. It's not just words.
Well, coming from countries, Logan, that have experienced much more of what you just described than you and I ever have here in the United States of America, and I was glad that you referenced Pastor Brunson's invoking the Apostle Paul, because, you know, in 1 Timothy, Logan, Paul talked about how he was suffering to the point of being chained because of the gospel. That was literally the words he used. Well, what is Pastor Brunson going through right now? He is literally chained for the gospel. He has been in prison for the last year and a half simply because of his faith, simply for pastoring a small church. And Logan, to me, what it conjures up is what we as United States citizens who have not experienced that, what is our obligation? And I would tell you that there's primarily two. The first one is the one that your dad signed off with today. Pray for Pastor Brunson and his family. But then, Logan, the second one is what we here at the ACLJ and specifically at the ECLJ try to help you do. We try to give our listeners a way to raise their voice for those who are being persecuted around the world because of their faith. We might not be suffering for that, but we still have an obligation to stand up for our brothers and sisters. That really is the primary work of the ECLJ, whether it's in France or Africa or around the globe, is to stand for those people who are currently being persecuted in ways that we cannot relate to.
All right, and we're going to head into, in just a couple minutes, head into the last segment of the day. And I want to hear your voice on this. Now, today, I'll be honest, has not been a day for a lot of callers. A lot of people are listening, though, and I can see that a lot of people are watching. And I know you're probably trying to weigh your opinions, your thoughts on this. A lot of people are sending their prayers. And those aren't insignificant. Give us a call, even if it's just to share your prayers online or on the air, to tell people how you feel. We see those coming through continually from our social media team who's passing me some of these comments. So give us a call right now on this issue, 1-800-684-3110. Even if you're just passing along prayers or words of encouragement or your own thoughts and opinions, one way or the other, I want to hear from you. That's at 1-800-684-3110. And if you're new to this broadcast, you're new to what we do here, I want to encourage you to visit aclj.org. You can find out all the topics and all the things we cover here in 2018. Maybe you haven't checked in on us in a few years. Things are always changing. We're moving to new topics and new subjects, whether that is the life issue or whether that is taking on issues, like I said, like the national motto, all the way across the world to Turkey where there are imprisoned pastors who need help. And we're doing all of that here at the ACLJ, or we're supporting the work of What's Going On in Israel. My dad has a new book about Jerusalem, a new feature documentary that's available on Amazon. We're always hitting new media in ways that are possible and also hitting the courtrooms however we can to support the work of the ACLJ. I want you guys to do me a favor. Number one, if you have a comment, give me a call. Like I said, at 1-800-684-3110. The lines are lighting up. But you can support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. You can sign the petition. Be involved. Be a part of the conversation. You can not only watch and listen live, but over 500,000, heading towards 600,000 people, have signed the petition to help save Pastor Andrew Brunson from Turkish prison. And signs are good today. Things are looking good. Now, we've said that before, so you never know. So keep your prayers going. Keep your comments and your support for him active, because you never know what could happen. And as right now, as Pompeo is meeting with their Minister of Foreign Affairs, we need to pray for them and for the accompanying group that things move forward. We'll be right back with the last segment on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Whether it's the blatant and stated desire of ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, or the more subtle but equally insidious aim to delegitimize Israel's existence through efforts at UNESCO, the goal is the same, to get rid of Israel. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. The official release date of the book is June 12th, but don't wait. Be among the first to be informed. You can pre-order your copy of Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Order now online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad for this segment of the broadcast. And with this segment, I like to take as many calls as we can. I'd like to go to Bill first in Cheyenne, Wyoming, on line two. Bill, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good day to you too, sir. If you don't mind, I'd like to make a quick comment on the fact that I just ordered your book on Jerusalem.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to that. And next, I'm pleasantly surprised that we've got so much... country's putting pressure on Turkey along with us, because for a while there I thought we were pretty well isolated on that. And has anybody contacted his family and find out what they feel about what's going on?
I'm sure that our legal team is in constant communication with the family. I don't have a direct comment or anything from them, but I know that they are always in talks with Pastor Brunson's family. But I think you brought up a good point, and one that shouldn't be understated. The fact that we have hundreds of people from all over Europe now saying it's time, and not just people, members of parliament, people who are part of the European courts, the European Union, are saying these things. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and I think part of the reason for it is that they realize that this could be one of their citizens. As sure. A matter of fact, Germany has had some of their citizens wrongfully imprisoned who have now been released in Turkey, and so they're joining together because Turkey is a country that is very international. There are a lot of expatriates there from all over the world. And so they're standing together for Pastor Brunson, because next week, next month, next year, it could be one of their citizens in this same predicament. And so it is heartening to see an international consensus coming together saying, look, this is wrong. You've got to stop it. And I think that kind of international consensus does have influence and sway with Turkey, because these same countries are also trading partners and other NATO allies with Turkey. Again, it's not just between the U.S. and Turkey.
Right. It's a big picture here.
It is.
It's not just this isolated issue. It's how this can impact the future of all these nations and relationships with these countries. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead and take one more call. We're going to take a couple more calls. You can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Jonah, who's calling in New York. You're on the air, Jonah.
Thank you, Logan. So, Logan, you know, you're doing holy work, and you may not perceive it to be or call it holy work, but let's face it, the law, the book, the Torah, the first five books, has often been called the law. And so when a lot of law is rooted in Scripture, in a sense. And so I really believe when you're doing the law, if you're doing the law like you are, you're doing holy work. Now, it's a universal concept. This is not although America is founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and the forefathers were certainly, I believe, there was divine providence in the creation of America. But the fact is, there's universal concepts here. And when you see any nation violate just fundamental universal concepts of righteousness and jailing a pastor for pursuing Christian, I forget the exact terms over there for the case, the premise of the law that they violated, pursuing Christianity, I'll say. It's just absolutely, it's ludicrous, it's offensive. You know, evil is always trying to beat good. All through time, it'll always be that way. And the only hope is that we keep the menorah lit, that we keep the light of justice lit. And it's a never, ever ending battle.
Yes.
And the reality is it has to often be fought in court. And thank goodness, thank heavens, for your organization. I give again, I'll give again and again and again, because it is important that we never extinguish these efforts. They take so much time and effort, and frankly, that's money.
Sure. Jonah, I appreciate all your words on this, and I don't discount any of them. I think, one, I appreciate your support of the ACLJ. You support everything that we do here. And I think there is a multiple-pronged situation here. You're talking about, yes, the legal, the courthouse is somewhere you need to be. Also in the courtyard, though, and in all forms of media. That's why you're listening to us here, Jonah. That's how you're watching us, or you're watching us on social media. That's how, if you have just an Amazon Prime account, you can watch our films. We want to make sure we're everywhere when it comes to law, when it comes to media, to make sure that we are advocating for the rights of those who have religious issues, religious persecution. Even just, again, from the not-so-insignificant things we do, which you may, on the big picture, look small, like, you know, whether it's the national motto or whether it's all the way to people being imprisoned in Turkey, they all deserve their time, and you do have to have resources and attention brought to them. You can do that, but go to ACLJ.org. I think you should go there, spend some time. After this show, take an hour and just dedicate some time to surfing our website, look at it, see what's on there, find all the information that's on there, because there's so much content. When it comes to not just the specific topic of the day, but to everything that we're involved in here in the States and around the world. Let's go back to the calls, though. Thank you, though, Jonah, so much for calling and for your support. Let's go to Nancy, who's calling online, too. You're on the air, Nebraska.
Hi, Logan. Hey. I just want to express my appreciation for ACLJ and the administration for doing all the work and using all the wisdom to bring this meeting together.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Nancy, thank you. And I think that's something we also bring up, Than, is we do have an administration that is very much pushing for this.
From the very beginning, Logan, I mean, this has been a top priority for the president all the way down to both secretaries of state and then all the individuals at the State Department as well. They have been dedicated to this. Logan, I would tie the last two callers into this point, really, because, you know, we have had to engage this in a legal capacity. Turkey is in violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So we have to engage that and make the legal arguments that show their violations there. But, Logan, ultimately, this is mainly going to be a diplomatic exercise, which is why the ACLJ has been engaging these members of the European Parliament. I mean, we're very straightforward with our listeners and our members from day one. We said that Turkey, if they could get away, specifically President Erdogan, with replacing the influence of the United States, they would do so. But what the engagement of these European Parliament members does is show them that they cannot get away with replacing the United States. And that gives President Trump, it gives Secretary Pompeo a great negotiating hand as they continue these talks. And Logan, I would just once again, as we close the broadcast, I would remind people, what was the first topic the secretary and the foreign minister directed their staff to work on? It was on judiciary issues. Translation, the detainment of Pastor Andrew Brunson. That can be viewed as nothing but a very positive step in the right direction.
That's right. It is a positive step. Now, the situation is not wrapped up, or by any means wrapped up. Pastor Brunson, as we speak right now, still in prison in Turkey, still going through who knows what. Again, we have to give it some time, and hopefully these things will continue on in a positive direction. You never know what can happen. We pray for the release of Pastor Brunson. We pray for the release of him. We pray for those in prison, for all faiths, not just Christianity, all around the world, for those who are suffering for just what they believe. We hope that the spirit of allied partnership will continue on and will still grow continually as these discussions unfold between the United States and Turkey, right now happening in Washington, D.C. So again, as this happens right now, as you're listening to this live, you should say a prayer, take a moment, share this, tell your friends about it, because we need to keep the pressure on as things continue and things proceed what it seems to be for Pastor Brunson's situation, as everyone from around the world is now joining in support of the release of Pastor Brunson from Turkey's prison. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. I thank you for being with me, sticking with me, and having great conversations and giving us calls and comments. Appreciate all the support and all of the interactions. You can find out more information about what we do here at the ACLJ and how you can get involved in this specific issue and others at ACLJ.org, and find us on iTunes, find us on Facebook, or however you get your media.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.